101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Nick, and friends. Jason is on vacation, Nick and Emily in studio, and we brought in our man CJ Morgan to help us out, and we're going to do some news. Let's see, Morning X news. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. And it's brought to you today by Elder Mitsubishi. Thanks, Scott. Let me give Saul some time to get this weird story away from the Scott Elder sponsorship. And if you are a Canadian man and the police catch you with your pants down next to a miniature pony that has been all lubed up with massage oil, what do you say?
Emily? I say, it was him, officer. And then point to the horse.
Yeah.
He did this.
Well, if you are Ryan Dodd,
this
30 years old.
This looks a boot.
If you're Ryan Dodd of Ottawa, Canada, you say, I'm sorry, it's not what it looks like. It was his response when, this is a question, I'm just going to read this. Police found him in a stall with his pants down, his penis up, standing next to a miniature pony that had been tied up and lubed up with massage oil.
Oh, poor pony. That makes me sad.
Yeah. Obviously, the police did not believe him. They said, not that. There you go. Love that horse sound. Police told him to put his pants on, and he said, this is embarrassing. He was scented body oil. The smell of that was overwhelming. He was arrested, said he had been drinking, and did two lines of coke a few hours before breaking into the barn.
Oh, a coke always explains it.
Yeah, that makes it okay.
Cocaine.
It's a hell of a drug. So, yeah, police arrested him. He was taken to jail. Let's see. I don't think he has anything yet, charges.
I've never done cocaine yet in my life. But
oh, you
if
should.
I,
it's amazing.
If I do.
For like 10 minutes, then it sucks.
Well, I was going to say, if I ever do cocaine, I will make sure to do it far away from a barn.
You want to.
Like, nothing at all close to a horse.
I got a question. Is this man stable?
Oh, there it is.
I kill me.
You kill me.
I'm going to say nay. let's see.
Hey, don't say that.
No.
Okay, I ruined it. Ball dropped.
Taking it too far as usual.
As always.
Gross. Hey, at least I wasn't found in a stable lubed up with my penis up next to a horse.
That would be taking it too far.
That would be taking it too far.
Let's see. Where was that thing? Police also seized a pink silicone vagina replica used for masturbation in the pocket of Dodd's hoodie.
Okay.
So maybe.
What do you mean it's not what it looks like?
Yes,
what do you mean?
That's exactly what it looks like. Believe it or not, he apparently was dishonorably discharged from the military in 2017. So you ask if he's stable. I don't think so. Luckily, the pony appears to be okay. It appears the police responded in enough time to save this pony from being,
nasty.
Did smell like scented body oil for a couple of days. It had its hairy coat was left greasy. And you know what? Uncomfortable.
So it was tested on animals, huh?
I think there was a documentary about something like this, like
Mr. Hands, a man
who died from this.
It was in Portland. There was a collective group of people that were involved in pedophilia. I learned about it from Joe Rogan before he told me that aliens were real and the frogs were whatever. You can watch it. I've watched it. I don't encourage it, but a guy liked to have sex with a horse, and it killed him.
Okay.
It turns out that will mess up your insides.
Oh, dear. I just got a visual in my brain. I'm sorry, listeners, if the same thing happened to you.
Like I said, the miniature pony, its coat was greasy, smelled like perfume for days, and police noted her genitalia appeared shiny.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Smooth transition. Coming up next, Emily tells us why men are the worst, as if we needed another reason.
Another example.
That's coming up next. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Jason
is not here. He's on vacation, stuck at an all-you-can-eat buffet that he's trying to defeat, and we believe he can do it.
You can do it, Jason. Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. One more pasta dish.
Stay away from that chocolate fountain, though.
Yeah. Oh, don't do the cotton candy.
That is just a Delta variant.
What restaurant do y'all think he's at?
Golden Corral.
Golden Corral.
Why are
we on the same page and you're not?
Okay.
The king of all buffets.
That's Nick is here. Emily is here. CJ Morgan is joining us as well. And Emily wants to know why men are the worst.
Well, I don't know if I'll ever get my answer, Nick, because on another episode of Why I Hate Men, a dude that I have in the past two, maybe three years, have been on and off with at least twice, a total of about six months or more.
Oh! Sorry, that's disrespectful.
Decided to slide into my DMs again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's I'm sure you were excited about that.
Sure. So excited. Yeah, just for a little more context, the last time I spoke to him, he dumped me over text message the day before my birthday.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Over a year ago. And yeah, that was really rough. So
Jason were here so I could make him tell you the story about the time that he dumped somebody the day before Valentine's Day, which is worse.
Which is worse, Valentine's Day or birthday? We had made plans.
Y'all made plans?
So it was friends and then him, and he was going to meet my friends for the first time. And he dumped me right before, and then I ended up hooking up with somebody else's friend that came because they brought an extra friend because I didn't have a date, and then I hooked up with them.
Oh, that dude's that dude is a gold miner. He's going into a situation like newly single, birthday.
Yep.
Home
Happy
run
birthday.
Right here. Yeah, yeah.
It was great. No, but
sexual intercourse.
But this guy sucks. So I just got my hair done. If you follow me on Instagram or anything like that,
here, let's give him a fake name. What's a good fake name for a douche? Chaz?
He's a jazz musician, skater kid. So
what? I'm almost wanting to blame you for this. You should have known what you were getting into.
I know. It's just, you know, we started getting together when I was like 21.
You were young and impressionable.
Oh, yeah. And I was like,
individual you are now.
Didn't you say yesterday that he's also a nicotine addict? You didn't say he smokes cigarettes. You said he's a nicotine addict. Yeah. What does that mean?
He worked at a vape shop.
Oh, God, Emily! You have so much to learn!
I learned already. That's the point. But I got my hair redone.
I'm going to call him Tyler. Let's just call him Tyler.
That works, yeah.
Oh, I should call him Jazzercise.
Okay, Jazzercise.
Tyler Jazzercise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I dyed my hair, and he, the other day, randomly followed me back, because every time that he's broken up with me, he's unfollowed me off of everything. So stupid.
That's
so
weird.
Followed me back the other day, and I knew there was going to be something up with this guy, because that always happens. So I followed him back purely because I wanted content for this show.
Sure.
I wanted to tell you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
I promise.
Keep telling you something. I'm a radio host. I need to delve into these things just for pure entertainment.
Yeah. But of course, literally the day after I get my hair done, and he slides up in the DMs on a photo.
Okay.
And my hair is now like, it's always been red, but it's like red with blonde. And he slides up and he says, "Misty who?" in my Instagram DMs. So then I go to look at the DM. And the hilarious part is right above him commenting Misty Who sliding up, right above it are four giant text messages that I sent to him over a year ago, yelling at him and calling him the worst person I've ever met in my entire life, and how he has ruined my life and how he's hurt me so much. So, that's hilarious. I don't think he realized that those were our last DMs.
Those are right there.
Hang on, because this is the first time in the history of the show that this will make contextual sense.
Okay.
Man, did this dude just did this?
Yeah! This dude did this. So let me read the last message real fast.
Okay. This is what you sent to him a year ago.
A year ago.
Before he slid into them DMs.
Yep. Again. For the third time. It's obvious now that you were just a lonely person. And honestly, I feel a bit sorry for you. You seriously need to evaluate yourself and your goals and get used to being alone before completely stringing along another person just because you can't deal with yourself.
Damn, Emily. Whoa, that hurts. Yep. That is a burn.
Yeah, and then next message. Misty who? A year later.
Oh, God.
Just here. I want to give you your victory music for burning him. here, not to defend this person.
Yeah.
But the reason why he did this is because he obviously has deleted all of y'all's text history. So he was starting from a brand
new
slate.
Instagram.
I don't think you can delete that.
No.
I thought this was a text.
No. These are all Instagram DMs, which is even funnier because he followed me, slid up in my DMs without seeing that our last DMs were of me yelling at him.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I responded true. That's all I said is I said true. And under the Misty Who. And you know he read that message and then looked up and was like, oh, crap.
I've got some things to look at.
Yeah. He's still following me, too. So let's see if he unfollows me. I don't think he listens.
Well,
he doesn't
do
anything.
What you have to do now is just start posting thirst trappy pictures where you look like Emily What's-Her-Face from that one band. And
Haley Williams?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, yeah. Do that.
Oh, Emily.
Yeah,
Haley Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make him see what he missed, right?
Yeah.
Right.
But no. CJ was telling me off the air he's had a similar experience, except for he was kind of the douche.
I was the douche in this case.
CJ, I want to hold on to this because this is awesome.
Okay.
We're going to play a quick song. But yeah, we come back.
It's very visual, but I'll try to describe it. Yeah. My doucheness.
Yeah.
We should film it or something because, yeah, this is insane.
I'll put it on Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, we'll do that next. It's the Morning X, Jason, Dick, and friends. Nick, Emily, CJ hanging out, and we're talking about a guy trying to slide up into Emily's DMs.
Yeah.
Why he didn't realize that was a good idea, because she had just, if you scroll up a little bit, she's put him on blast for the last time that he broke up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sent him several blue-colored paragraphs.
Yes.
Explaining why he's a loser and he doesn't need to contact her anymore. You actually used this too. You said, I feel bad for you.
Such
a dunk.
I know. I have a lot of good dunks on men. You just have to act very, 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 like, above them for the first time ever.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
And then they cry.
Yeah. So, we're fragile beings.
But you CJ, you made a mistake once. You were the douche in this situation before.
I was much like the gentleman you were talking to. I was seeing a lady who was she was wonderful. She was great. She was a little loopy at times. But I was kind of doing the same thing where I refused to like call her girlfriend because as a guy, you're always kind of trying to keep that avenue open, even though you're with a person that's babysitting your dog and hanging out with you.
Going to the grocery store and cooking dinner.
I don't know. We did. She would cook dinner, so she was an awesome cook and baker. Also,
That's why I'm still single, just because I don't want to lock it down.
Yeah.
So. Sure.
See?
Gotta keep this open.
Does that count as an incel comment? Not necessarily. Okay.
No, it's to himself.
So anyhow, she's pretty awesome and everything, but we kind of went through like a few phases of where we would break up. And one of them, I took a photo at a radio station event called Blues on the Green with me and another girl, and I wasn't with that girl at the thing. Mm-hmm. She was just in a photo with me. And so that like made her upset, and I didn't take her to that. It was this whole big thing. And so she sent me a text message. And the text message, if you look at it, is about a paragraph, about 8 lines long. And we had stopped talking for a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then naturally, as things do, you get lonely, you get horny, you want to hook up again. So we start talking again, and we're having a serious talk in person, and she's explaining all this stuff and talking to me all this stuff, and I'm like, what? And she's like, you didn't even read my text. You didn't even, like, you didn't even text me back with anything other than, like, you know, I sent something back short.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that the text she sent me, apparently on iPhone, if you look at this text, which is a paragraph, 8 lines long, if there's a little arrow at the bottom and you click on that little chevron,
it expands.
It expands and opens up to an entire page of stuff.
She
wrote
entire
thesis on how terrible you are.
Pretty much. And I had never read like any of it. My response was also probably something like very short and generic. Like,
hey, sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry, but yeah. But she said,
please tell me it was new phone who dis.
But she sent me a freaking novel.
Yeah. Did you read it afterwards?
No! I still haven't read it to this day! I probably should.
It's very intimidating looking. And the thing
is right?
I have been in that woman's headspace before. I could have done that.
Yeah,
I could have done that. But instead, That's the thing. That's why you don't send novels like that to men, because they won't read it.
Yes.
You just got to send a couple of zingers that they'll be thinking about at night.
And plus it gives, so any chance a dude gets to take the lazy, easy way out and be like, oh, she's crazy.
Yeah.
So if you send a novel, he's going to tell his buddies and their friends, oh, see, she's crazy.
Yeah.
They're going to gaslight you and make it seem like it's your fault, even though we're the douches.
Yep.
Men, the worst.
I actually, in one of those text messages that I read previously from the person sliding up in my DMs, I have a whole paragraph of me being like, and I know you're probably going to call me crazy because I'm sending you these messages, but you know I'm not that type of girl. You know I've never, ever said a word about any of this to you, and you know I didn't even complain. The first time that you dumped me for no reason at all, I didn't even complain to you. I said, okay, cool, I get it. But now here I am, and I'm dishing you the facts, sir.
Emily, I don't know if this helps you or not, but I can totally relate. Maybe this makes you feel better.
Yeah.
But only because I have several email drafts to the boss about Jason.
Oh.
Good Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Yeah, yeah. Never sent one off? Well, no, maybe I have. I don't know. That's I'm sorry.
Maybe that's what a buffet is from.
That is my crazy relationship ex. Is
Jason.
My boss. Jason's out. Nick and Emily here. We're going to do some sports. Olympics are on. We're watching the open ceremonies. And you won't believe what sports they want to add now. Actually, you may. You may. 101X, it's the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason's out. Nick is here. Mm-hmm. Emily's here. CJ is well with us. And we're talking about why are men the worst trying to slide into DMs when the message right above is about how terrible they are.
Mm-hmm. We were just showing CJ's long novel that he missed. And you can check that out on our Instagram stories.
Instagram 101X, Morning X on Instagram.
It will blow your mind. It's worth looking at.
You should look at it so that you don't have that same situation
happen
to you.
I didn't know that you could expand text messages.
Who did?
iPhones. That's insane.
At that point, that's an email.
Yeah.
She should have just emailed you that.
That's more than an email. I mean, geez.
No, that show up at your house at like 2 a.m. to yell at you through the front door because if you feel that strongly.
Yeah.
And I would accuse you, CJ, you guys have to go to Instagram and look at this video. I would accuse you of like faking this and writing this. But
no.
There's no way you would spend that, long.
It's not worth the bit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's way too much effort.
Yeah.
But yes, men are the worst, and it's because we want sex.
We are.
Oh.
Sorry.
What? Come on, guys.
I think we need.
Need? No.
Yeah, it's part of the food group pyramid.
Come on.
Yeah.
Food group. What? It's grains, dairy,
meat,
sex.
Yes, absolutely.
I am malnutritioned.
Oh, no.
Nick. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason is out on vacation. Nick is in studio. That's me. Emily, she's here.
That's me.
We also got interns Brooke and Riley. And I brought in our young people to discuss sports.
Morning X Sports.
Because between us three young people, we can talk about sports. That's one person. That's one Jason.
Normally on Fridays at this time, we are joined by one Dennis Taylor-Pedian from Fox 7 Sports. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, that's not going to work. Nope. There it is.
He never called.
But slammed by Dennis. But that's fine. We will persevere.
Every man is disappointing me. And Dennis, I miss you.
No, she's about to blow up your DMs.
I have more of a comment than a question to you, Dennis.
Which is a shame because there's legitimate sports news. The Longhorns, there's talks they will join the SEC that would shake up college football more than paying the athletes are.
Yeah.
The NFL has told everybody, like, hey, if you don't get the vaccine, we're not going to pay you.
Mm-hmm.
You can lose all your games, cost everybody money. But instead, we talk about whether there should be Quidditch in the Summer Olympics. Now, let's see. There are 4 new sports this year. We're currently watching them on TV. They're doing all the opening ceremony things.
Yeah.
There's shirtless dudes, a weird dance with colored blocks and interesting hair.
Yeah.
But also sports are karate, sport climbing, surfing, and skateboarding.
Get it.
Because just America is, we went to win all the gold medals.
Yeah, so I know. Those are all very America-based. Yeah.
I mean, karate, we're not going to be the best at that, but surfing, skateboarding, maybe Australia for surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. But a poll was asked to people what they wanted to be added to the next year's Olympics. Or not next year, but next go-around. Let's see, baseball, softball. Anyway, Quidditch got 2% of the people said that they want Quidditch in the Olympics. And I am here to tell you that Despite
you are a huge nerd.
I agree. I think we should do it.
Yeah.
Really?
I like it.
What's your reasoning?
I mean, all the other stupid things that are in the Olympics.
Fair enough.
I mean, you know, handball. No offense if you're into this. There's a 12-year-old ping pong athlete from Syria. Mm-hmm. I mean, why not? People also wanted sumo wrestling. That would be awesome.
That'd be great.
That'd be cool, but I don't know if multiple countries could
That would be a very few country thing, I feel
But I mean, say with Quidditch, right?
Like, but look, even if we don't have sumo wrestling, America has fat people, okay? We can figure this out. We got four years.
I'm sure there's like some club sumo wrestling that America has that is like in, you know, Ohio somewhere.
Ohio.
There's
Indiana.
Been several grand... Yokozumas, the several champions from the Hawaiian Samoan Islands, American Samoas.
Oh, that's true.
We could do it. We could do it. I'm just telling you, let's put the Rock in the Olympics as a sumo wrestler.
Do you think, would you cancel your bet with Jason and have him gain weight if he could be a sumo wrestler in the Olympics? Do you cancel your bet for money?
I would postpone it, I suppose, to get him in there. Let him. I bet Jason, if he's ever weighs over more than 280 pounds, he owes me $10,000. But just give me that money anyway. Like you're an Olympian. You're a gold medal
for him.
Yeah. Get some endorsements. Give me a cut. Give me a taste. I'll help you eat. I'll help you food. I'll feed you all that stuff.
I have a friend that plays Quidditch. So
I bet you
I'm
do.
For it.
I believe you do 100%.
Texas State has a Quidditch team.
Texas State has the second best Quidditch team in the nation, I think.
Both y'all from Texas State.
Yeah, the first.
I want to talk about Quidditch, but first I have to get this song in before 9 o'clock and the boss yells at me. So we'll talk about Quidditch with the young people. That's next. 101X, it's the Morning X. Jason Dick and friends.
Jason
is out on vacation, but Nick is here. Emily's here as well.
What's up?
And I also brought in our interns, Brooke and Riley.
Hello.
Just to have a young people conversation. We were talking in sports that there's a poll out about what sports you want to see in the Olympics, and 2% of the people said Quidditch, which is like, why are you reporting about 2% of the people that want Quidditch? But I think it actually would be, you know, not, I almost said cool. I almost said fun.
Fun, maybe.
I don't know about cool.
No.
Here's the things. There are others way, you know, they're going to bring back, tug of war, okay, which was an Olympic, it was originally, like in the first Olympics, that was like a huge event, tug of war back then.
It was a big event because nothing else was going on.
Oh, I was
going
to say it was a big event because they're all naked playing tug of war.
That is also a good point.
Not that original Olympics.
Oh, okay.
The first modern Olympics.
Okay.
Back then, there was tugging, but no ropes.
And a lot of war.
Yeah, I was in Greece. So I brought you guys in because I want to talk. What do you guys feel about Quidditch?
I think it's insanely impressive.
First of all, I just want to say that Brooke off air told me that she didn't know what Quidditch was because she never watched the movies, which she's young enough to where it's all about the movies. You know, those are books, right?
Yes, I know. Okay. I've been exposed. I'm not that young.
Just checking.
Keep saying that. They're going to keep, no matter what age you put on yourself, they're all going to be like, she's young.
I wish I could have just turned on the microphones because just Emily and the interns were sitting there talking during all that break and just saying, like, I cannot hit this enough times. Just Emily, you were talking about guys being terrible and toxic and how to spot a gaslighter, but yet he was artsy and you want to find the guy on Instagram who's artsy but not about him, and that's how you find true love. Emily just peppered in, my friend Baylor plays Quidditch.
Baylor plays Quidditch and she's really good at it. She loved it. I think Baylor did pretty well. I don't really know. I know at one point UT used to have like the top reigning Quidditch team, but now these Texas Staters are telling me Texas State.
I actually just looked it up because I was a little bit peeved because you were like, UT's number one, and I was like, I don't think that's true.
I've heard Texas A&M has a good Quidditch team, but I don't know.
I don't know.
Whatever school
Texas
has
A&M.
The most virgins, right?
But
sorry, not
Texas State.
Texas State. I don't know about the virgin count there, but I can imagine that it's not very high, and we're also very good at Quidditch.
I graduated in 2007, so it's back to zero. It's back to zero versions of Texas State. But no. Brooke and Riley are both Texas State proud attendees.
Mm-hmm. Rawr, eat them up, cats.
Yeah, so anyway, Texas State is really good at Quidditch.
Yeah, they did they've ranked top 10 for the last almost 9 years now. Mm-hmm. Top 10 national conference. They've gotten top 4 positions like 3 or 4 times now. And I think they're like vying for number one for whatever tournament's going to happen next year.
And for those that don't know, Quidditch, the Harry Potter game where you fly around on brooms and you try to beat the Quaffle and catch the Snitch, right?
Close. There's three hoops, and you have to throw the ball into one of the hoops, and each one of the hoops has a defender, and there's multiple points. And
again, fictional game from a book of movies about wizards. Now, when you play in real life, do you have brooms?
You have sticks. You put sticks between your legs.
A stick between your leg at all times.
Yeah. Pretend that you're on a broomstick.
Yeah.
And you run around basically catching balls and throwing them through hoops. Yes.
Yeah.
But
the only functional thing that having the stick does, which I thought about this like 5 minutes ago, you have to throw and catch whatever ball you're throwing into those hoops.
One hand. Yeah. It's basically
insane.
Like water polo.
Yeah.
It's like water polo, basketball, soccer, and football, because you can get pretty aggressive with it. Like there's a beater.
It's kind of aggressive.
Yeah. And that's, to bring it back full circle, that's what I'm saying, like put it in the Olympics, because that's just as legitimate as handball or, they're going to doing like...
I just don't know how many countries are on the Quidditch game, you know?
That's the second point, Emily, is it's another guaranteed gold for the USA. We don't need another reason.
But not really, because who wrote... Well, we don't want to say her name. She's awful.
Mm-hmm.
Where is she from?
J.K.
The UK.
So you're saying the English people are going to come in and dominate the Olympics?
Yeah, with
the
Quidditch.
English. Okay. The English.
With Quidditch.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it.
We'll put it in the Olympics then so we can see it. And then I'll believe it.
Yeah.
But...
Exciting. Quidditch, Olympics are on. There's shirtless dudes. Let's have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, though... after the break, what voice do you have for your pet? We're going to make Emily and the interns do theirs on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Jason's out on vacation. Nick is in studio. Emily's here as well.
Yep.
And we've got our interns, Brooke and Riley.
Hey.
Hello.
Almost forgot, but I remembered. And I knew that the secret to success was to have young 20-year-olds talking about Quidditch on the radio, and you guys have riled up the tweeters.
Ooh.
M tweets at 101X Morning X, isn't Muggle Quidditch just lacrosse without sticks? Miguel, an unofficial World Cup of Quidditch happens before the Olympics. Just a heads up, might as well make it official. If it's already happening, I used to play Quidditch as a beater, so I'm all for it.
Awesome.
That's interesting, Miguel. Mm. Where did you play? Were you Hufflepuff? Ravenclaw?
What's everybody's?
Ravenclaw.
Ravenclaw, go, quick.
I think I'm Ravenclaw.
What are you?
I'm going to say Gryffindor because I haven't checked ever.
What? You've never checked?
I've never gone to BuzzFeed and taken a What House of Hogwarts
poll. No, it's Pottermore.
Pottermore has an official quiz.
And I haven't read any of the books.
Yeah, I'm a Gryffindor.
It depends on how my incel rage is fueled up. I might get Slytherin, but I mean, you want to be Gryffindor. Be Gryffindor. Julio from SA says, God damn it, this is what young people consider sports. What's next? No gold, silver, or bronze medals?
Well, here's the thing.
Y'all are the worst.
If you consider golf a sport, you have to consider Quidditch a sport, all right?
Lots of people take golf is not a sport.
Exactly.
Baseball,
anything,
not a sport.
Anything
baseball's
you can do
a
with a beer or a cigarette in your hand is not a sport. Golf, not a sport.
And then Zach from New Braunfels, don't talk to me about Quidditch being in the Olympics until you figure out how to make those brooms actually fly. It's 2021. Where is my flying broom?
Yeah.
That is how we should do this. It's
true.
The Olympics. I know we're all cutting corners in Japan, but we're going to do it next in 4 years. Let's get some, put them on wires, okay? We've got the technology, surely. Now I'm watching. Coming up here in just a bit, do you have a fun pet voice that you like to do for your animals or babies?
No, animals. Animals.
Sure. Babies.
Definitely not
regular.
Babies. I'm anti-baby.
Emily is going to do hers next.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.